Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Some strange things were going on down by the Jordan River. A man named John, dressed in camel hair clothes and eating a very peculiar diet, was calling all people to come to him to be baptized so that their sins might be forgiven. As you might expect, this unusual behavior caught the attention of the religious authorities in Jerusalem. So they called together a fact-finding committee, and they sent them off to the Jordan to find out what was going on. Upon arrival, they summoned John to give an account of who he was and what he was doing. Their first question was, "Who are you?" Now this implies an answer like, "I'm a pastor," or "I'm a husband and father." But John answered with a confession, "I am not the Christ." John chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. The priest's follow-up question seems strange to us. "Are you Elijah?" But in ancient Israel, there was a belief that Elijah, the great prophet, would come to God's people prior to the arrival of the Messiah. But again, John confessed, "I am not." We can almost feel the priest's frustration growing as they demand, "Are you the prophet?" Not just any prophet, but the prophet promised in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15, who would be greater than Moses. Deuteronomy 18 verse 15, which states this prophet would be greater than Moses. Once more, he responded negatively. This interrogation was going nowhere, and their superiors in Jerusalem would not be happy unless they could return with more information than this. Therefore, in exasperation, they demanded, "What do you say about yourself?" And John responded, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" That's it? A voice calling to the people to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins? A voice preparing the way for the coming one? A voice preparing the way for the coming one whose sandals John was not even worthy to untie? A voice warning God's people that his kingdom was coming soon, whether they were ready for it or not? A voice announcing that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? In this season of Advent, we too are no more than John the Baptist, a voice. We confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh, that the Word dwelt among us in flesh and blood, revealing to us the grace and the glory of Almighty God. God sent His grace to us through this Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. This Advent and Christmas, lift up your voice and confess that in the coming of Jesus Christ, God came to save you. God has shown you grace upon grace, and that even though you are unworthy of His mercy, it is yours in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God who takes away your sin and mine. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.